This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Everybody, Kate Delaney, welcome to this version of America Tonight. I am broadcasting from Charleston, South Carolina. Boy, I love it in Charleston. I'm here for the Forbes Summit that's coming up. They have picked me to do a TED Talk. And I have a couple of things I'm going to talk about here, and I'll get to that in a moment to tell you a little bit more about some plans for a big book release, that kind of thing. But I wanted to tell you that coming up on this show, a peek back with my friend Michael Loftus, who's a comedian, very funny, and he writes for the show Kevin Can Wait, which is very, very funny. He talks about some behind-the-scenes things. Also, a conversation with Philip Krim from Casper Beds. It's interesting because on the plane, I read about Philip again. He, you know, the design behind Casper and whatnot is in this month's Inc. magazine. And also, Gordon Graham stops by for a conversation, too. So this is going to be a lot of fun. At the top, a couple of huge things. Number one, all eyes were on Washington, D.C., of course, and that had to do with the testimony of Steve Bannon, and what was he going to say or not say after how many hours of being grilled by the committee that has been probing this, well, the committee that was asked to look into this, and of course it's connected to the whole Russia investigation, you know, the ties into whether there was something that went on nefarious, I'll call it that, when it comes to our elections last time around. So two subpoenas for Bannon. The House panel basically followed Robert Mueller's lead, the former FBI director, who is the guy behind, as we know, the investigation. He was appointed. So let me give you some quick highlights or lowlights, or whatever you want to call it, of the House Intelligence Committee. The House Intelligence Committee subpoenaed the former chief strategist Steve Bannon on Tuesday in a showdown on whether he could be forced to testify in the panel's Russia investigation. He walked into a closed-door meeting with House members. He was still being grilled Tuesday night. It is insane how long this went on. So, what do we know? Bannon's counsel advised him he didn't have to answer lawmakers' questions regarding his discussions with Trump. And a spokesperson for Bannon didn't respond to multiple requests for comments. I was in that pile of, who knows, 500 media people looking for a comment. And I'll tell you, he did exert executive privilege, kind of, sort of. That's what happens. I haven't heard that, but executive privilege apparently covers transition communications and communications while you are working at the White House, communications after you separate from service at the White House. So, yeah, at the White House, Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said no one had encouraged Bannon not to be transparent during questioning, but there's a process of what that looks like. The focus on Bannon, of course, follows his fall from power after being quoted in a book saying he sees the president's son and others as engaging in treasonous behavior for taking a meeting with Russians during the 2016 campaign. Do we need to re-rack that? Michael Wolff's Fire and Fury. And in that book, Bannon accuses Trump Jr., Jared Kushner, and former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort of pretty much betraying the nation by meeting with a group of Russian lawyers and lobbyists who they believe were ready to offer dirt on Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton. My, oh, my. So nothing really came out of that except for the tussle of 10 hours of grilling and getting no information. Now, something else happened in Washington. House Republican leaders might fund CHIP because they're trying to avoid a shutdown. What is CHIP? So CHIP is basically what it is Republican House leaders floated the idea, along with 2 years' delay for the Affordable Care Act's taxes on medical devices and health insurers, as well as the Cadillac tax, rather, on generous health plans because they got to figure out a way to get this done. Now, CHIP is the funding for children's health insurance program, which is probably going to be included in this. Democrats have been pushing for the stopgap bill to be tied to protection for Dreamers, but they're not budging there. So the whole Dreamers thing probably doesn't happen, but CHIP could happen. Pretty interesting, isn't it? So, no imminent deadline on immigration, and with bipartisan talks well underway, there's no reason why Congress should hold government funding hostage over the issue of illegal immigration. That's what Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said during the remarks on the floor. I heard a little bit of those before I took off. So it's interesting. You know, you got to avert that government shutdown. So then becomes, let's make a deal. And we've seen this before. We've been in this situation before. But avoiding the shutdown would be key. Let's put it that way. A government shutdown, I mean, honestly, would be, it's just not where we want to go right now. There's no way. And, of course, I'm sure the president doesn't go there either. So it becomes, let's make a deal. You know, pretty much, let's make a deal. Meanwhile, you have the subpoenas for Bannon. You're following along. You have trying to avoid a government shutdown. And then you have this last one of this hacking story. Former Fox News host Greta Van Susteren talks about Twitter accounts, her Twitter account being hacked, and talks about, well, and apparently Eric Bowling's has been hacked too. So they're tweeting out all kinds of pictures, and there's just all these crazy screen grabs, etc. They're looking at Bowling's account on his Twitter feed, sent direct messages from their account to the Twitter account of President Trump. And, you know, it's interesting because both of them, or she left, Van Susteren left Fox in September of 2016. Bowling was let go the same month amid the sexual harassment allegations. And, you know, here they got a hold of tweets, and they're twisting some of the tweets, and they're, you know, using them to pump out a bunch of brutal messages, erroneous messages. Turks, it seems, grabbed a hold of their Twitter accounts. So it goes back to that whole thing of protection and cybersecurity, and, you know, the list is long, isn't it? It's long when we go in that direction. It would fill up probably 10 hours of our show. All right, let's talk about Charleston for a second. So I'm in Charleston, South Carolina, and I'm incredibly blown away by this. Forbes, as you know, we've been doing Forbes nightly segments, and we've been working on a book called Deal Your Own Destiny, and I was asked to do a TED talk at this Forbes summit, and also at a preview that they had beforehand, an insiders forum. And so that's why I'm in Charleston, South Carolina. And luckily, I missed all that nasty weather, because if they had held it a couple weeks ago, the ice was just stuck to the streets of Charleston, as they got some really brutal, brutal weather. But it's kind of mild. It's chilly, but kind of mild in the 50s. But I look at the snow, and I look at the ice that they dealt with in Houston, and the flights being canceled, like over 1,000 flights canceled. Very nasty, nasty stuff. All right, so hang with us. Coming up next, a conversation with Philip Grimm. He is awesome, from Casper Beds. Stay with us.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling for free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Thanks so much again for joining us. Greg, say hello. Here we are, and we've got in our virtual green room Philip Krim, and he has such a fascinating story. I can't wait to dive into this.
Did I mention, Kate, that I got an excellent night of sleep last night?
That's a hint. Philip Krim is the co-founder and CEO of Casper Mattresses. And, I mean, this company, it started from, what, $200 million, right, Greg, all the way up now to, what, $100 million in 1 year? That's incredible.
Well, don't ask me. Let's ask Philip. He's the guy that did it. So, Philip, welcome to the show. And, you know, first of all, give us a real quick elevator pitch on Casper, and then walk us through this amazing first year you had, because I think this is verified as one for the books.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. It has been quite the wild ride for Casper. We're coming up on our 3-year anniversary. But we really feel like we're just getting going. And with Casper, we're hoping to be the world's first brand that stands for a better night of sleep. And we hope to bring a better night of sleep to customers throughout the world by having the best-in-class products possible. And so to date, we've launched a mattress, we've launched pillows, we've launched mattress protectors, we've launched a foundation, all designed, engineered in-house at Casper through our brilliant engineering team, and all designed around getting you the best night of sleep possible.
Well, and so I started this interview by saying I got a good night's sleep last night, Kate. I didn't get to finish that thought, which is I was sleeping on a Casper mattress. And, Philip, one of the things I want you to talk about today, because I know this is going to be very important to our listeners, is you didn't just re-engineer the product of a mattress, but I think, and you'll correct me if I'm wrong, but I think what you also did was re-engineer the product of the customer experience of buying and receiving a mattress, because I can tell you, because I think it's up on eBay, I was so thrilled with the delivery and the setup of my mattress that I YouTubed it because you guys made it fun. So walk us through that initial vision of Casper and how you figured out that this amazing and unique delivery system and setup system would be part of the appeal of your overall product and brand.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you saying all of that because we did spend a ton of time trying to reimagine the entire experience. And one of the the founding principles with Casper that we talked a lot about was that having a great mattress is one of the most important products that you can own, because getting a great night of sleep is so important, so intrinsic to just doing whatever else in life makes you happy, doing it well. And yet acquiring a mattress, going into a mattress store, remained one of the worst consumer experiences in existence, from the shopping experience to the cheesy commission salesperson to the delivery. It was all designed and engineered to take advantage of customers. And so first thing first, we had to cut out the stores, cut out the retail experience. And that's why we really focused on going direct and really telling our story through Casper.com. And then we looked at every other aspect of the consumer journey, from the delivery to the trial period, and said, as a consumer, how would we want to buy these products? And we knew that sleeping on the products made a lot of sense, so that's why we came up with a 100-night trial. We knew that delivery was super important to people because, you know, taking off a half day of work to receive a product is not really practical for a lot of folks. So we really looked at every process that we could change and try to make it better, and that's how Casper started.
So I want to put some detail to what you just said, because not everyone realizes that when you buy your Casper mattress online, you don't wait for the delivery truck to show up and guys to tromp through your house and, you know, disrupt everything. It shows up by U.S. mail, or I guess UPS or FedEx. I mean, you'll give us the details on that. But it's just shipped to you in a box like all the other stuff you buy online. And frankly, that's a huge benefit, because it just makes your life easier and gives you more control. And where did that idea come from?
Well, it came from that exact point. How can we make this process as easy and frictionless as possible? So one is, if you're anywhere in the country, we can UPS the mattress to you. It arrives. It's about the size of a mini fridge, and the unboxing experience is amazing. People love it. They rave about it. They've posted thousands of videos about it online. Two, in certain markets like New York, L.A., San Francisco, and more markets coming this year, we actually can schedule on-demand delivery for you within a 60-minute window, so that you can schedule exactly when you want the mattress to be delivered. And we'll continue to roll out additional services across different geographies. And just the way Casper operates is we always look at the customer experience, at the customer journey, and try to just optimize it to make it as easy as possible. And that's something where we continuously improve the products and services that we have out there. And that's how we thought about it since the very beginning.
That's incredible that you can time that window that way. And you know how important that is. We've seen how Amazon has really been able to capitalize on that. What did your friends, Philip, say when you told them that, one, you had this idea, if you take us back to the very beginning, and you decided that you were going to get into the mattress business and really revolutionize it? What did they say?
A lot of people laughed. A lot of people thought we were crazy. But I'm one of five co-founders, and the more we dug into this idea, the more that we said we could really do things differently. And, by the way, we could engineer a product using principles that had never been used before in the industry, really create a product. We started with the mattress that is one of the most comfortable mattresses ever invented that people love, universally love. We just personally had conviction around it, so we didn't hear kind of the naysayers. We didn't listen to investors that told us no. We really focused on the idea that this had to exist in the world, and we had to make a play at it. So I think one of the aspects of being an entrepreneur is that you are told no, or that your ideas didn't come a lot. And so you have to have that conviction, and fortunately we did. So we plowed ahead, and here we are.
Yeah. Philip, I talk to a lot of emerging leaders, and one of the things that I talk about, it's pretty obvious, but sometimes I find even some of the most brilliant people don't look to mentors. I can only imagine that you had a mentor, and I bet a lot of people would like you to be in that role. So did you have a mentor going through this process?
You know, early on, we just tried to talk to as many people as we could. Anyone who had done a similar thing in a different kind of business, investors, other entrepreneurs who were building direct-to-consumer brands. And we just tried to learn as much as we could by talking to as many people as we could. Over time, certainly have developed folks that are go-to folks for different things, and, you know, continue to learn a ton about the world from different folks that we have around the table, whether they're investors, whether they work at Casper, you know, whether they're kind of just more informal folks that we could pick up the phone and call. That's always been a focus of ours, is to have a really great network of people that we could tap into who have a really specific expertise in different areas that we would have to build our businesses.
Yeah, and as you were getting that help along the way, now people want to know, as you're looking at other models, what the magic elixir is. So I know you get requests to speak at a lot of conferences, and you're speaking at Dig South, the new media conference in Charleston. What made you say yes to that one?
Well, one, I was asked by a very good friend to participate, and so happy to do anything that Todd asked me to do. Two is Charleston is probably the top city on my list to visit that I haven't been to, so excited about that. And three, Dig just seems like an incredible gathering of folks who are talking about amazing things. And again, just always trying to learn from different folks. It seemed like I definitely had that opportunity with Dig, and so happy to have the ability to participate, but also happy just to attend and learn.
Well, our last question for you, Philip, is this, and we're talking with Philip Krim. He's the co-founder and CEO of Casper, the mattress company, Casper.com. Since we're doing this on a show called Your Nightly Fix of Forbes, we have to ask, what keeps you up at night?
Well, I sleep on a Casper, so fortunately I sleep fairly well most nights. But anyone who's growing a young company knows that there's tons of things that go wrong. There's tons of things ahead of you that you haven't dealt with, and we've just grown so quickly, and we've had such amazing response and feedback from our customers that we feel a really high level of responsibility to continue to do that more, to continue to deliver incredible products and incredible experiences to more and more customers. And there's always something around every corner that's out there to get you, and you know, I can't let that happen to us. So we want to continue to build Casper the right way. We want to continue to over-deliver to our customers. And sometimes there's just a lot of anxiety with building a fast-growing company, or any company really for that matter. And so hopefully I find a good balance with all of that. But I would say that's broadly where my stress comes from.
I love it. A lot of fun talking to you. You're going to enjoy Charleston, and I'm sure you're partaking right now. I mean, the Lowcountry, Greg certainly knows. Isn't it amazing?
It is a beautiful, beautiful place. Philip, you will eat well. You will love the sights. You will love the people. And I look forward to meeting you at Dig South, because I'm going to be there too.
Excellent. Thank you guys very much. I appreciate it. Looking forward to meeting you there.
Absolutely. Philip Krim, co-founder and CEO of Casper Mattresses. We look forward to your adventures in the future. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So Dig South has so much to offer, Greg, and I know you're nestled right there. In fact, you spent a lot of time in Charleston. What are some of the quick highlights?
Well, frankly, the speaker lineup is amazing. I'm just looking at the top of the page for the event. It's at digsouth.com, and I believe you can still register now. So if you're listening and you're thinking, great place to be, great bunch of people to meet, get over to digsouth.com and sign up. I'll be there as well. We'll be interviewing people for your nightly fix of Forbes and doing all kinds of great stuff. But Philip's going to be there giving a keynote. Liza Landsman, who we're talking with here, who's the president of Jet.com, is giving a keynote. The co-founder of MakerBot is giving a keynote, and literally tens, maybe 100 other speakers like that. You want to be there.
All right, we can't wait. We'll see you again on your nightly fix of Forbes.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
If you have a child and your child or your grandchild gets into your medication or gets into something else, it was just last week when there was huge news stories about this Wisconsin preschooler who got sick after eating some pot-laced candy. And then there was even the story of the Colorado Springs dog that had to be hospitalized after eating a treat that was also laced with marijuana. Obviously, accidental ingestions, but not good. And it's happening more and more frequently, especially, too, if we're just talking about marijuana, where marijuana is legal, let's say, to one degree or another. And I mentioned Colorado specifically because I know with friends in Colorado that there's way more stories about that than you can even imagine. Graham Gordon is in our virtual green room, and he became what I call, in a way, an accidental entrepreneur in this area because of something that happened with his daughter. So he invented a thing called Sneak Garden. We're going to talk about that in just a second. Graham, first of all, welcome to the show. And
thank you for having me.
Tell us about your daughter. What happened with your daughter?
Well, when she was about four, I caught her in our bathroom snooping around, and she got hold of one of those push and twist pill bottles, which had painkillers in them. And, you know, obviously she's 4 years old, you know, does not weigh a lot, and, you know, that definitely could have been lethal. Luckily, she didn't get hurt, but certainly put a fright in me.
I was was just going to say, that panic moment must have been tremendous for you because, as you said, she didn't weigh very much, so you have no idea. All you see is the pills and the twisting that off, and you have no idea at the time when you first look at her how much she's ingested, and I can imagine what that was like. It was that chaotic moment, right?
Absolutely, especially because I really thought that I was protecting her, you know, because they were in quote-unquote child-proof containers.
Yeah. So you decide that you're going to do something about this, or was it something that kind of nagged at you after that happened? You thought there's got to be a way, there's got to be something. What sent you in that direction? And, of course, you're an inventor.
Yes.
But now you have disaster and a problem and a need and really a pain point. Did that get you set off in a direction where I got to do something about this?
It did. It really, you know, it's when it's something that really hits that close to home, you know, it sort of became a passion of mine, if you will.
Yeah. And what did you invent? SneakGuard. I mentioned SneakGuard. Tell us about SneakGuard and what it does.
Okay, so SneakGuard is the world's first purpose-built locking vacuum storage container. So it's designed to protect snoopers from the unintended ingestion of medications, cannabis, you know, a whole multitude of items. What made it special for me was I know there are a lot of containers out there that are airtight and, you know, that do a good job of keeping the air out, but there were none that really locked and if you will, allowed me to take all of the air out, which to me was key because, you know, we had, fish oil, pills. And, you know, I also, you know, those smell very strong, smell like fish.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, why not take this opportunity to come up with a versatile product that would, you know, keep the odors out, keep the air out, because air is the enemy of freshness. And put a lock on it. So, you know, come up with something that can be used, you know, for a multitude of items.
And what was the reaction when you started to put it out there?
It was tremendous. I couldn't believe it. You know, I, you know, floated around a couple of friends to begin with and talked to a lot of industry experts. And, you know, the more I got into it, the more uses I saw for it. And, you know, it just turned into an everyday thing for me.
Yeah, in fact, on your website, it's interesting because you show how it works. And, you know, this is going to be the other question, Graham. Can we open it? Because now after the whole pill bottle thing, which people get frustrated with, and obviously your young daughter figured it out, is SneakGuard something that you can figure out, too? So at least it's easy for you to put it in and pull it out for the adult, let's say.
Absolutely. We went to a lot of trouble when we were in the design phase. We looked at ergonomics, people with arthritis. We wanted to make it really simple to use. There aren't a whole lot of buttons on it. It's very, very intuitive. It's got a combination lock, and we, you know, as long as you know your combination, it's easy to access. But if you don't, you know, it's going to be a challenge. It's definitely a deterrent.
So, and in designing that and in looking at the sizes, did you do different sizes? How did you figure out, well, what do we need? What kind of size do we need here?
Well, that's a great question. You know, initially when I started this, I wanted this to be something that was, you know, something you could use in the house, because that's where all of the, you know, the 90% of the poisonings are happening, in the household. But I also wanted to be versatile as far as the items you can put in it. I want it to be refrigerator safe. You know, looking at a lot of medications, 25% of formulated medications need to be refrigerated, including edibles. And, you know, I thought, well, if people are going to put edibles in the refrigerator, you know, putting it in Tupperware or foil, it's not very secure. So I wanted this device to suit that need. So, you know, I went around and, you know, created prototypes and did some testing in homes with adults, parents with kids, and really focused on the size and making it convenient that you could put it in the refrigerator. It wouldn't take up too much room. You know, just be really convenient and easy to use. So we settled on the current size that we have, which is about 6.5 inches tall and 6 inches round. But we do have other sizes that we're working on for future development, but this is the first size that we rolled out.
Wow, very cool. And the you know, in talking about reaction to it, sizes and coming up with that, what's it like? Because we, in our segment, It's Your Business, we talk about it, and you've done this before, but what's it like when you know you have something that you think is powerful, you got to get it out there, and then you finally launch it? What's it like to give birth, if you will, to a product like this one?
It words cannot describe. It's a challenge beyond all challenges, especially in this case, because it's such a simple thought. How can I put a lock on a vacuum, you know, and create a vacuum on a container? Sounds very simple. You know, it's taken me 2 years to get this far. You know, when you go through the legal, the, you know, the design, the engineering, the marketing, you know, we've hit a lot of little speed bumps along the way, which most entrepreneurs do. But it's just an unbelievable feeling to have created something, you know, on your own that I really think is going to save lives.
Yeah. We're speaking with Graham Gordon, CEO and founder of Sneak Guard. And here's the other part of this equation, just to get into the business side, because I think the listeners would find this fascinating. So then, you know, it's undescribable. You launch, you've solved this problem. It's something that you specifically saw happen in your own life. Now you got to get the word out there and you're talking to people. And then do you worry about, or do you just not think about that? Do you worry about competition? Because once I see what you have, I think, well, can I design something like that? And, you know, then you worry about patents and all that stuff. So how do you protect yourself as much as you can?
Well, I think that's the key word is as much as you can. You know, we did all the trademarks. We did all the patents. We even did patents overseas. This particular product is very precise with regard to, you know, the thickness of materials. Everything I do is as much as I can to protect it. And that's why getting to market is also very important quickly. That's pretty much all you can do is the best.
Yeah, just try to fend off the people that might try to, you know, pull off that steel, if you will, I guess.
Yes.
It's got to be gratifying to you, but you have to be getting some notes or letters, et cetera, from people who say, wow, this is such a lifesaver because they didn't really have anything that worked the way your product does.
Yeah, that's funny. Actually, yesterday we got an email from someone in Europe who thought, you know, we deserve the Nobel Peace Prize. I don't know about that, but there are a lot of people that have said to us, we've been to three trade shows. We actually sold our first shipment. We sold that out overnight. So you know, there's definitely a need for it. It's just interesting to see, you know, people come from all different places, all over the world. But safety crosses all borders. I mean, it doesn't matter where you live. It's an issue. And it doesn't matter what side of the fence you stand on with regard to cannabis or anything else, any other medication. Safety is safety.
Right. And because, you know, whether it's, we've talked about children, but it could also be somebody else that gets something confused with medication or whatever else you have in your house or an animal. A lot of people are dog lovers and have dogs, and dogs could easily sniff something out. It's like you said, the smell of the fish oil. Not great.
Right.
One capsule of fish oil is one thing, but like a whole bottle, and easily a dog can do that.
Yeah, dogs have the ability to smell at a minimum of 1,000 times better than humans. So dogs especially, and we've already seen that with veterinarians, you know, it's definitely, you know, come out that they do have a lot of incidences of this happening. It just so happens that 96% of all marijuana poisonings with pets are germane to dogs only. Don't know why yet, but apparently they do get into it a lot. So it is fairly common, and, you know, it's not something that's going to go away. It's just something we need to try to educate and teach people that safe, responsible storage is key.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Graham Gordon, delight to talk to you, and you can check out sneakguard.com. Thanks for popping on America Tonight. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Take care.
Waiting for a bus. Should be hailing the taxi. Rain turns to hail. No cover for my head. Street downstairs. No one makes a sound. These streets are like rains. The cars.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Joins us. He is so funny, and he's hard at work on Kevin James' new series that's coming out, and it's getting a lot of publicity now. I just saw a blurb a couple of weeks ago in USA Today about that. So, Michael, first of all, welcome, and we'd be remiss not to ask you about that, because when we last left you, you pulled up stakes and left the West Coast to go to New York. What's it been like working on this series with Kevin?
Been pretty awesome. I tell you what, I'm living in Long Island now, which is like the most patriotic community I have ever seen in my life. It's crazy. It's the best. It's like old school Americana. So I'm really digging it. And then I'm going to be moving my show, The Flip Side, to the East Coast as well. So that's been a boatload of fun. It's weird. Like every season on The Flip Side, season one was Dallas, season two was L.A., and now season three is New York, so maybe I'll do Paris or London next year.
Nice. Good for you. That's exciting. So while all that's going on, I know you pay attention to what happens in the comedy world in general with comics and with late night guys slash comedians. And Larry Wilmore, we talked about him and of course, the big correspondence dinner that he did. And now Larry Wilmore is signing off at Comedy Central, not by choice. Comedy Central is dropping him. Are you surprised by that or no?
Not really. I mean, I've always thought, like, half the country is Republican, half the country is Democrat. Pretty much. Those, like, don't quote me on that, but it's just a rough guess. There's like 7 full-time comedy shows that make fun of the right. Not all of them can succeed. I mean, God bless Larry Wilmore. I hear he's a very nice and a very funny guy. But at some point, you can't have 7 shows on the air that all do the same thing. Like, oh, I'm going to tune in and get my laughs about the stupid Republicans from Samantha Bee and The Daily Show and John Oliver and Bill Maher and Larry Wilmore. And it just, like, the list can't just go on forever. So he had to go bye-bye.
And, you know, some people are talking about Wilmore and saying it. And what you, I think what you say is dead on, that there's a saturation point, and so only a few are going to rise to the top, and the rest maybe make it in the middle, and the others would eventually get dumped off. But what's been going on is some of this backlash saying that, oh, it's because of, you know, it's the whole he's black and what he had to say at
of course.
You know, at the dinner, and it was just terrible. But that's not really it, is it?
Here's what's going to happen. He's going to get wrapped up in a giant big bow of it was too brave. America wasn't ready for a show that was just ready to look and talk about race issues and political. Like, he was ahead of his time. That's what'll be the thing. Now, and this is the horrible thing to say, had that been a white guy on there, it would have been outrageous. Like, finally, the show gets canceled. He leaves in disgrace. I mean, there's just such a double standard. It's beyond ridiculous. But I want to celebrate brave Larry Wilmore and his super brave show. And he'll be back. He actually is. Now, I'm going to tell you something, the truth here. Like, that dude has a stellar reputation as a phenomenal writer and comedian. So Larry Wilmore will be back.
And isn't that the whole thing about comedy? Comedians have friends, and friends help friends. And if you're a good guy, good chick, you know, good pal, and you do what you can do, you can find gigs.
Absolutely, yeah. Be funny. Be funny first, and it's amazing. If you're a good human being, you're always going to have friends. If you're a bad human being, you're not supposed to have, unless you're Hillary Clinton. Then you can just buy them.
Oh, I like that. Ooh, there's that dig. be funny first. I love that. Be funny first. I mean, that's kind of a good question. I've had people say to me, I've dabbled a little bit in stand-up very weakly, but occasionally I'm funny, Michael. But here's the thing. People always say, well, how did you get funny? How do you get funny? Do you think it's something like for you? Is it something you're born with? You have a natural affinity for making people laugh, or no? Can you grow it?
Well, I think there's both sides. Like me, I'm Irish Catholic family, youngest of 5 kids. Mine, literally, I've thought about it. And mine is just a desperate cry for attention. It really is. Look at me. But other people, like some people are genetically born with they have that gift of timing, and other people it can be learned. Everybody is funny. Everybody is funny. It's just how often they're funny is the big difference.
I love that. Everybody is funny. Oh, by the way, we share that. I'm from an Irish Catholic family too, and I think you're right. I mean, here's the question: when you're a kid and you have to do the whole confession thing, did you say the same thing over and over again? I broke my mother's plate.
Yeah, I had my standard go-to one. The worst is when it's, like, for real, and you haven't been in a long time. Like, you haven't been in a super long time, and you're like, oh, my Lord, I got a bunch here. I'm so glad this is anonymous.
But here's the key thing. Do you remember the prayers? Okay, I was just praying. Just say Hail Marys, because I got that memorized.
Yeah.
Forget the rest, right?
Yeah. I'm not even worried about the number. But it's really weird how it is, like, cathartic. Like, it works. I would recommend you feel so much better, whether it's real, whether it's fake. I totally believe in the power of confession. You feel so much better when you leave. You're like, woo.
Yeah, there is something about that. The unburdening, right?
Yeah, that guy knows. I'm still walking around on planet Earth. I've been struck by lightning. I guess it's all going to work out.
Exactly. I think there's a bit in this. So maybe we've written
a bit. I'm writing it as we speak.
I love it. I know you're busy. You're shooting and you're working on the Kevin James deal, and we can't wait to see that. Thanks for spending some time with us. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. And, yeah, we're on CBS this fall. It's going to be super funny. I'm very, very happy with the way this show's going.
Cool. Can't wait to see it. Thanks, Michael.
All right. Go Tribe.
Love it. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, what a funny guy Michael is, you know, talking about. He is definitely one of the busier performers, writers in the comedy world. And he mentioned it. He's the host of The Flip Side with Michael Loftus and The Loftus Party on radio, too. And he just has that timing. I love what he just spread for all of you to hear. Be funny first. And everybody is funny. It's just a matter of, you know, how often you're funny. I don't know. Have you met people, as you're listening to me, have you met people that just are not funny? You've never seen anything out of them that's remotely funny? Or maybe there's something funny there, but you just haven't seen it. So if you don't know The Flip Side, and this is how we found Michael, what the Flip Side is about, it's kind of like what I say on ATM. It's the other side of the news. So mixing in what's happening, the kind of that topical humor, obviously. He's got that stand-up in him and really kind of mixes it up. And his background is stand-up comedy. He's a veteran stand-up comedian, but he's also worked in TV for a lot of years. That's why he got this thing with Kevin James. As he said, it's coming up in the fall on CBS, but he worked with Charlie Sheen. There's a punchline every minute, right? But he said Charlie Sheen, and just in general, his family was incredible. If you ever watched Anger Management, if you ever watched that show, a lot of that came from the head of Michael Loftus and the rest of the comedy team that was there, of course, because it wasn't just him alone. No man is an island, or no man is funny unto himself, right? Writing all those lines. And then he also worked on George Lopez's show, too, for ABC. And the George Lopez show, boy, there were some really funny moments that I can remember in George's show. And, of course, as I said, you know, the true test or testament to Michael is where he started, got his chops. And it was doing that stand-up comedy on Comedy Central. He's had, you know, full-hour specials on Comedy Central. And also on True TV's The Smoking Gun Presents. And there's some really funny stuff there, because I know when we've had him on before, a lot of you have asked me, oh, how do I find Michael? Where do I find him? And his website's pretty easy, theloftusparty.com. And that's L-O-F-T-U-S, loftusparty.com. You can find his stuff there. And, of course, he is very, very tweetable. And his handle is, his Twitter handle, kind of like in the old days when they had truckers. What's your handle? @MichaelLoftusComic. All right, hang with us. Speaking of The Flip Side, I'll meet you there.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.